You have any special advice to Pat right there? Do you have any words for him at that point when Buffalo took the lead for the last time?
Yeah, when it's grim, be the grim reaper and go get it.
That's Andy Reid, the Super Bowl coach of the Chiefs. When it's, what do you say?
When it's grim, be the grim reaper.
That is a fair quote. Now, he's valued at $500 million, isn't he, Mahomes?
Well, his last deal was $500 million. He's probably worth a whole lot more. He's got a share in the Kansas City baseball team. I think they're the Royals. Yeah, he's everywhere, Mahomes. He's joined the State Farm commercials with Aaron Rodgers, who Aaron might get the flick and Mahomes might do them by himself. But, yeah, it was a pretty cool quote, I thought, from Andy Reid. But when it's grim, don't be scared. Be the grim reaper.
It was an amazing performance yesterday in the NFL. Let's talk about the NBL because it is finally back with some momentum. Mitch Creek is on the line for KO. Catch every NBL game live on ESPN with KO. Mitch, welcome back to SEN.
What's going on, legends?
Last time we spoke to you, you were absolutely flying. You'd taken over Melbourne United as the number one team in town. Things got derailed a little bit, Mitch, through no fault of your own. COVID ripped through the group and ripped through yourself. You seem to be back on track now, but how challenging a period was it?
Yeah, look, it was pretty rough, to be honest. We were dropping like flies at one point. We had about 17 or 18 people in the group. And for most of the month that we had off, we only had about probably 8 to 10 people at training. And even then, you know, we had guys with symptoms who were coughing and, you know, almost lost a lung at one point. I was one of those guys running around with headaches and body aches and coughing up. And, you know, we were fortunate enough that, you know, the season didn't get postponed or anything crazy. We just missed a few games and that was it. But the boys are all back together now. Everyone's fit and fit, 100% ready to go. We're down in Traralgon. Ready to rustle up some feathers down here and try and take on the tight ends.
We'll get to that in a sec. I love that you're down there. What advice would you give to other sporting teams that are about to confront this COVID reality? Is there anything you could have done differently or just share your experience?
Look, not really. I mean, we're trying to have the whole risk mitigation. I know Eric, our high performance manager, always goes on about it and wearing a mask, washing your hands, using sanitizers. It is very hard nowadays with how easy it can spread. It can stay on services for hours at a time. You know, there's all these, you know, different factors that come in and contribute to it. But realistically, mate, I don't think we're going to be able to stay away from it forever. I do think that it's something we're going to have to live with at some point in time. But in all honesty, we've got to try and do our best to, you know, if we do have any symptoms, you've got to stay home, isolate, wait for your tests through the clubs or whoever you're working for, just to make sure you're 100%, you know, aware of where you're at. You don't want to go out, you know, thinking, oh, I could be okay, and then you obviously infect other people, you know, be a bit reckless about it. So we've got to try and be nice and safe. My thing is, if you wouldn't go and see your grandmother with when you think you might have it or might not have it, then maybe just stay at home because you don't want to do that to anyone else.
Hey, Mitch, what's up with the game day interviews? Athletes these days, professional athletes are like, oh, I can't talk, you know, I've got to prepare for the game. But you're obviously very relaxed down there in Traralgon and more than happy to jump on with us and chew the fat before you play tonight.
Mate, you guys can have a live camera and a live microphone on me the whole time if you just want. I don't care. I think it's one of those things that some people don't want to be disturbed. They've got their routines and they've got their things they've got to have in order for them to play well. You know, you could buzz cut me and call me an echidna for the next 5 hours and I'd still go out and play all right. You know, it doesn't bother me, mate.
Any video gaming tonight? You're playing a home game, but you're actually 2.5-3 hours away from home. So you've been able to sneak the, I'm not sure which sort of console you use, but any video gaming today to just pass the time?
Nah, I'm a napper, mate. You know, if I've got spare time, I don't really get naps during my normal work week. You know, we kind of get ran into the ground pretty well. Simon's doing a good job of that. So anytime I get to go home and have a nap, mate, I take full use of that. So I might have 3 naps today. Hell, I might even have a 4th nap if I'm feeling lucky, but yeah, I'm pretty easy, mate. Just watch a movie, put the feet up, have something to eat and go out and kick some ass.
We're facing, I'll say we, because I'm a Phoenix man.
We've recruited you.
We've got the Taipans tonight and a team who have struggled, you know, a little bit. Machado's been a big loss for them. They've had their own COVID issues. What sort of things do you have to be on the lookout for facing Cairns this evening?
Yeah, these boys are really dangerous. I played with Tajir McCall. I played against Scott Machado, some of their other players as well. You know, Majuk Deng, very, very powerful, potent offensively. Defensively, they compete hard under Adam Ford as a coach. We have to try and take off the head of the snake, and I think that's Tajir McCall. Defensively, he's one of the best, if not the best defender I've ever come across in the guard position and across multiple positions. And then he's getting downhill and putting pressure on the rim, so we've got to keep him out of the paint, try and cut off his defensive prowess and keep the ball out of the hands of those guys that he's guarding. And I think we'll give ourselves a really good chance. They get a lot of shots up. They're very aggressive, but that also gives us opportunities to run at the other end and put pressure on the rim as well.
We touched on some of the challenges that you and your team had faced. You had a rough one against Brisbane last Saturday week. You've bounced back since. But I was interested in your quote. You said you put a lot of time into little things, the one percenters that no one sees, and we had some very honest conversations. We hear that a lot, Mitch. What's an honest conversation? Give us an example and some insight for the fans out there that hear this a lot from sporting teams.
I mean, honestly, mate, we were just a bunch of pussies running around, not hitting each other. That's as brutal as it can be. Like, we literally weren't boxing out. We weren't hitting each other. We weren't diving on loose balls. We had, and this is no disrespect, this is actually a sign of respect when I say it, but we had young development players kicking our ass, you know, taking it to our best players on our teams through the roster. And we got ourselves a real reality check. So we had to make sure that we got back, looked at ourselves in the mirror, and then we went through a few days of film and said, hey, look, this is what we're doing. This is actually, like, horrific. And I can't say some of the words we used, but it was just deplorable. And we try and call ourselves a championship-winning team. That's what we want to be. We want to be a championship-caliber team. You know, we were so far off of it. And to actually have a rebounding week like we did, you know, we got back, we were, you know, the nitty-gritty drills, we just scrimmaged all week. There was none of this, you know, take it easy, worrying about player loads. We were just at it. We were at each other's necks. We were competing. And we really came out to this game, and we knew we were tired and sore. I'll be honest, boys are knackered coming into the game. But we knew that we had to be gritty, bite down, backs against the wall, and come out and put on performance, because what we did the last two games before that was absolutely disgraceful. And no Phoenix member or basketball fan deserved to see us play that way. And I won't have us as a captain playing that way either under my helm.
It's a fascinating insight. Honestly, it is, and appreciate your honesty. Is it coach-driven or player-driven or both, that feedback?
It's both. It really is both. You know, I can be pretty hard on the guys, but at the same time, I'll be the first person to put my arm around and then invite them around for a beer or some lunch or, you know, a conversation afterwards. You know, we cook for the team pretty much every day, breakfast and lunch. We have a rotating roster, and you know, we do things as a team where we all look after each other and we all put our arms out for each other if we need anything. But at the same time, you've got to be equally as much of an asshole as we are, you know, best friends. You know, we do. We are a family. We get along really well. We care about each other. But we care about each other too much that we don't want to hurt each other's feelings at times. And I think that's been our weakness. So it's been a bit more of a reality check to say, hey, it's basketball first, friendship second, but you can't take it the wrong way. You have to be a professional and act accordingly. And that's what professionals do. You can say whatever you need to say with positive intent, and then you can go out, put it into action. Because if I tell you, you know, mate, you got to box out, that's bullshit, rah, 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 I've got to do the same thing. Because if I don't box out, well, I look like an absolute donkey's ass. And that's what you don't want to be. So you need to make sure whatever you're saying, you're doing the right things. Because at the end of the day, mate, it takes five people collectively at one time on court to have a successful basketball possession. And then you still got the five guys on the bench to do the same thing. So it starts with us, it goes to the coaches, but then they have to uphold it every single day as well.
Hey, Mitch, for Phoenix fans, we got a glimpse of the new import, Brandon Ashley, the former University of Arizona Wildcat. What can we expect from him? 2 points, 10 boards. Is he that kind of four-man that can get up on the glass, play defense, play multiple positions? What should we expect from him?
Yeah, look, Basher is absolutely amazing. I really highly rate him. You know, rebounds the ball very well, as we've seen. He switches onto guards and he stays in front of them. He locks them up and he plays exceptional defense. He's very hard to get past. You won't see him get blown by too many occasions this year. But in saying that, he's going to clean up the glass. He's going to get tips and dunks and drop-offs and make plays and finish. He can step out and shoot the three. He can do bits and pieces, but he's a utility guy. You know, he's happy to play that role a little bit. He knows that his role is going to be to do all the little things. You know, he's a phenomenal guy, beautiful person. So, you know, I'm happy to go out there and call him, you know, my teammate. I've been excited for him coming in for a while now. So it's nice to have him here, but the Phoenix faithful are going to love him, that's for sure.
Mitch, thanks for your honesty, mate. We appreciate it. It's so good and refreshing to get athletes on that speak with honesty. Good luck tonight, and as always, you're always welcome on SEN, mate. Thanks for your time.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys. Have a great day.
Go the Phoenix.
The biggest NBL season yet live on ESPN, streamed on KO.